12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Shipping seems like a dream to me now.
Summertime in northern Michigan.
Springtime in northern Michigan and here in West Michigan. On the Jay Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline, we say hello to Nick Nerbon with Pure Michigan. How are you this morning, Nick?
Good morning. I wanted to make sure the first day of spring, and then I just was curious if there was a time, because sometimes it's at 2 in the afternoon
or
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw that spring officially arrived at 5:01 this morning, so welcome to spring.
Boom. Boom, boom. I know. I'm just so antsy and excited, and I can't stop looking out the window and thinking about what I want to do and where I'm going to go. And so what do you think people should be doing for spring?
Well, I think there's so many different things that are kind of associated with the spring season. One of those is morel hunting. Have you ever been out and looked for morels with folks that know where to find them, what to look for, those kinds of things?
I have not. I'm not a mushroom person, but you don't have to be a mushroom person to do that, do you?
No, that's true. It's true. I lived in Traverse City for a long time, and up there, there are a lot of folks that this is an annual ritual, and I think it's all over the state. Folks travel up north, and there's even opportunities to find them, you know, a little more south in our neighborhood, our neck of the woods. It is such a fun thing to do. You do have to kind of know what to look for. Like, people will talk to you about, you have to find a tree that has good shade, or, you know, look for them next to a willow tree. Everybody's got their little superstitions.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But it's wonderful because a lot of restaurants will feature morels for special menus because they're local providers. So I think that's a great way for all of us to be able to enjoy them, is to find a local place to have a great meal with some morels.
Oh, I love it. You're right. That would be a great thing to do. There's lots of flower festivals this time of year, too.
Well, obviously, the tulip time is something that's all on all of our radars, such a wonderful annual tradition in West Michigan. But the cherry blossoms are another thing that I really always want to point out. Old Mission Peninsula has a really unique festival, the Cherry Blossom Days, where you can go up and they have wine pairings and wine tours and all kinds of things on beautiful Old Mission Peninsula, as all the hillsides are covered in the whites and pinks of the cherry blossom. And also the Lilac Festival, which is in late spring, in the early part of the June, up on Mackinac Island. They have a fantastic, if you're ever there when the lilacs are in full bloom on the island, you don't realize when you're there in July or August how many lilacs are on Mackinac. The entire park in front of the fort is all lilac trees.
Wow.
So you see all of the purples, and you walk through, it's like you're walking through a perfume shop because of the natural aromas. It's beautiful.
I love it. I am making a point that I know someone out there listening will take me up on this. I need somebody to teach me how to play golf. This is the summer. I'm going to learn how to play golf. How soon can I start golfing? Can I golf today or no?
Yeah, there are people out there playing right now.
No.
I've seen them out there on golf courses, you know, in the Grand Rapids area. Yeah, there's definitely golf courses that are open. I mean, today might be a little chilly this morning, but there's plenty of opportunities to get out there. And that is one thing. It's like, you know, people are always asking about learning to ski, and I say, get a lesson. Start with a lesson. Mm. And with golf, it's a similar situation where, yeah, you don't have to suddenly commit to, like, okay, I'm going to go for 12 weeks with a golf professional and do this whole program. You can get out there with your local golf pro at a golf course in your neighborhood. They can say, look, let's look at what you're doing so far. Let's get you introduced to the basics of the game, and we'll give you some fundamentals to work on.
Mm-hmm.
You can really enjoy it. It is a great way to get outside, enjoy fun with friends and
mm-hmm.
you know, colleagues, those kinds of things.
Yeah, and the outfits are cute, too. I know the Crystal, they are. The Crystal Classic at Crystal Mountain is April 30th. That would be a fun thing to do. Opening weekend on Mackinac Island. I can't believe this. It's May 2nd through the 4th.
Yeah, so the island is really getting ready to celebrate the beginning of their peak tourist season. And opening weekend, Grand Hotel will be opening up. You can go up there and sit on the porch in those famous rocking chairs and enjoy a big porch ale brewed by Bell's Brewing. You know, all over the island, there'll be different ways to celebrate. Restaurants, bars like the Pink Pony will be opening up.
I was going to say, go to the Pink
Hotel.
Pony. Yeah, mm-hmm. Go to the Pink Pony.
Yes, that's my alma mater where I worked in college.
I love the Pink Pony. I love it.
You know, all the way down to Mission Point with the beautiful location down there on the point overlooking the beautiful Straits of Mackinac and Round Island. So always a great time to get the season started on the island.
It sure is. Botanical gardens are a great thing to do. Where would you go fly fishing in West Michigan or in the state? Where would you go?
Well, there's this Michigan. People don't realize that Michigan's one of the top states in the country to cast a fly for trout. Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, I remember, you know, when I was in college, I remember saw there was an issue of Outdoor Life, one of the top outdoors magazines, and it said, here's the top 15 states for fly fishing. And I was like, okay, let's see if they even mention Michigan. I was a little bit of a chip on my shoulder. Well, Michigan was number one in outdoor life for fly fishing because we have incredible trout streams. I mean, even right here in West Michigan, the Grand River right now, there are people out there with fly rods fishing for steelhead. These are migratory rainbow trout that come up into the Grand. So there's wonderful opportunities, but as the spring warms up, the natural occurring flies that land on the water and hatch inside the river, they become more prevalent, and that's why spring is such a spectacular time to fly fish. There are guides that offer trips on rivers all the way up the West Coast, whether it's in Ludington or Manistee or Traverse City or anywhere up in the area. Hop on Michigan.org, find yourself a fishing guide.
You got it. And lastly, take me out to the ball game. When is opening day for the Whitecaps?
Well, so you have on your bucket list to learn to play golf. You're going to play golf this year. Maybe we should get out together. But one of my bucket list items, I've never been to the Kalamazoo Growlers Stadium down in Kalamazoo. I've been there when it was for a volunteer event with Michigan Cares for Tourism, working on a little wiffle ball field they have down there. But I've never been to a game. That is on my list. The Whitecaps will be opening in April as well here in Grand Rapids. I don't have a date for you, I'm sorry. But
no, it's okay.
A fantastic way to get out there and enjoy some time outside and check out the game.
Well, and they both have really interesting food as well, and that's just so much fun. It's just so much fun. You just kick back and enjoy and just enjoy. You know, that's what it's all about.